Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and the Thousand Night Secret. Imagine a palace so silent you can hear dust dancing in the moonlight. No one dares to speak. No one dares to laugh. The Sultan's heart has turned to stone, and the whole kingdom is holding its breath. Until a single silver thread of sound begins to wind through the marble hallways. That thread is a violin, and the violin is a voice. And that voice belongs to the cleverest woman in all the world. Her name is Scheherazade, and tonight, her stories will save her life. Now, who is this Scheherazade, and why did her stories need to save her? Long, long ago, so long that the stories have turned to legend, there lived a sultan in a faraway kingdom. A sultan is like a king, but even more powerful. This sultan lived in a palace with walls of marble and fountains that sang like birds. But the sultan had a broken heart. Someone he loved had been cruel to him, and his heart turned hard as stone. He made a terrible, terrible decision. Every night he would marry a new bride, and every morning he would send her away forever. Night after night, morning after morning. The people of the kingdom were terrified. No one knew what to do. Until one young woman stepped forward. Before you hear the music that tells this tale, let me give you a secret mission. You're going to hear two different sounds fighting for your attention. First, listen for heavy, stomping brass instruments, tubas and trombones growling like a giant in iron boots. That's the Sultan. His music is his fingerprint, and it gives him away even when he's hiding. Then wait, because a single violin will slip into the music like moonlight through a window. That's Scheherazade. Remember both sounds. They'll return again and again tonight. The Sultan's heavy stomping, then Scheherazade's silver thread winding through. Those special melodies have a name. They're called leitmotifs, a fancy word that means leading theme. Think of a leitmotif as a musical fingerprint. Every time that character appears in the story, their special music appears too. The Sultan's fingerprint is heavy and proud. Scheherazade's is delicate and winding. And a Russian composer named Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov wove them both into this incredible piece of music over 100 years ago. So Scheherazade came before the Sultan. But she didn't beg for mercy. She didn't cry or plead. She had a plan. That very first night, as the moon rose over the marble palace, Scheherazade began to tell a story. A story about a sailor named Sinbad, who sailed across impossible seas to discover impossible things. And her story was so exciting, so full of monsters and treasures and narrow escapes, that when dawn began to lighten the sky, she stopped. Right in the middle. "What happens next?" demanded the Sultan. Scheherazade just smiled. "I'll tell you, tomorrow night." And so the Sultan let her live one more day, because he had to know what happened to Sinbad. Clever, clever girl. This music. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov wasn't just a composer, he was a sailor, a real one. As a young man in Russia, he joined the Navy and spent years crossing actual oceans on a real ship. He felt the deck roll beneath his feet in storms. He watched waves tower as tall as houses. He saw the sea turn from glass-smooth calm to churning chaos in the time it takes to eat breakfast. So when he wrote music about Sinbad sailing the seas, he used his sailor memory. He knew exactly how to make violins tilt like a deck in a storm, how to make the whole orchestra swell and dip like a ship climbing a mountain of blue water. In the next piece of music, listen for the waves. The violins and cellos will roll up and slide down. Up and slide down. Like the ocean breathing. And somewhere in all that blue water, Sinbad is sailing toward adventure. Here comes the sea. Music doesn't just sound like the sea, it moves like the sea. Those tilting melodies don't go straight, they swell and dip, making your bed feel like a wooden ship riding over mountains of water. And Sinbad is out there, on his tiny wooden ship, sailing toward who knows what. Maybe a giant bird called a rock with wings that block out the sun. Maybe an island that's actually a sleeping whale. Maybe a valley filled with diamonds, guarded by deadly serpents. The Arabian Nights are full of impossible things, and Scheherazade knew every single one of them. Night after night, she spun her tales, and night after night, the Sultan couldn't bear to stop her. He was trapped, happily trapped, in the web of her words. On another night, Scheherazade told the tale of the Calendar Prince, a wandering traveller who had seen wonders beyond imagining. A calendar was a kind of holy wanderer in the old days, someone who gave up everything to travel the world, relying on the kindness of strangers. This prince had lost his kingdom, lost his crown, lost everything. But he had stories. Oh, what stories! Stories of enchanted princesses, of wizards who could turn men to stone, of underground palaces where the walls were made of solid gold. Listen now for how different this music feels from the rolling sea. This is a maze of twisting corridors and magical surprises. Let the music take you wandering. Do you feel how different that was from Sinbad's voyage? The sea music was rolling and vast, like something that could swallow you whole. But the Calendar Prince's music twists and turns, like walking through a maze in a magical palace where you never know what's around the next corner. This is what makes Scheherazade so special. It's not just one story, it's a whole world of stories, each one painted in different musical colours. And through them all, that solo violin keeps returning. Scheherazade herself, weaving the tales together, always reminding us, these wonders are coming from her imagination. But not all of Scheherazade's stories were full of danger and adventure. Some nights, when the candles burned low and the Sultan's eyes grew soft with listening, she would tell love stories. Tales of a young prince who loved a beautiful princess more than all the treasures in the world. These stories didn't need monsters or magic. They needed only two hearts that recognized each other across a crowded room. Two people who would give up everything just to be together. In the music you're about to hear, listen for two melodies talking to each other. The first one, warm and singing, That's the prince, looking at the princess with stars in his eyes. Then a second melody will answer, sweeter and higher. That's the princess, looking back. Two voices finding each other without any words. Two melodies, dancing together like two people falling in love. Night after night, the stories continued. 1,000 nights. Can you imagine? That's almost 3 years of stories. And something strange began to happen to the Sultan. Something he didn't expect. His hard heart was softening. All those nights of listening to Scheherazade's voice, to tales of bravery and kindness, of love that conquered evil, of ordinary people doing extraordinary things, they were changing him. He started to remember what it felt like to hope, to wonder, to believe that the world could be beautiful. But Scheherazade saved her most spectacular tale for the final night. A festival, a celebration in the great city of Baghdad, where the streets filled with dancers and musicians, where acrobats tumbled and fireworks exploded against the night sky, where everyone in the kingdom came together to rejoice. And at the heart of the festival, Sinbad himself, the greatest sailor who ever lived, returned from his 7 impossible voyages, ready to tell his own tales. The music you're about to hear is wild. Listen for the drums pounding like 100 dancing feet, the flutes spinning like acrobats, the whole orchestra whirling faster and faster until you're dizzy with joy. Here comes the festival.
Thank you.
Dancers whirling, drums pounding, the whole orchestra spinning like a top. Rimsky-Korsakov packed this music with so many instruments playing so many different rhythms all at once. It's like trying to watch 100 different performers at the same festival. And right in the middle of all that chaos, Scheherazade is still there, still spinning her silver thread through the madness. Still in control of the story. That's the magic of a great storyteller. Even when things get wild, they never lose the thread. But listen carefully now. The festival is about to change. Sinbad is about to take to the sea one last time. And this time, the waves are angry. A storm is coming. Listen for the moment the celebration transforms into chaos. The drums will turn to thunder. The strings will crash like walls of water. And Sinbad's ship will begin to sink. The mast snaps, the sky turns black, waves crash like mountains falling. This is Scheherazade's final test, the most dangerous moment in all her 1,000 nights of storytelling. If she falters now, if she loses the thread, everything is lost. But she doesn't falter. She never does. And then. Silence. The storm fades, the waves grow still, and morning light, the 1,001st morning, breaks over the marble palace. Scheherazade has no more stories. After 3 years of tales, she has reached the end. She stands before the Sultan, waiting to learn her fate. And the Sultan looks at her. really looks. At the woman who sat beside him night after night, who took his broken heart and filled it with wonder. "You have changed me," he says. "Your stories have made me remember how to love, how to hope, how to be human again." And in that moment, the cruel sultan is gone forever. In his place stands a king who has learned the most important lesson of all, that stories have the power to heal even the hardest heart. Listen now for one last surprise. The sultan's heavy, stomping leitmotif will return, but it's different now. Softer, gentler. The music itself has transformed, just like the sultan. And Scheherazade's violin will sing one final time, no longer fighting for her life, just at peace. Two fingerprints that used to fight, now resting side by side like old friends. The leitmotifs found peace together. The storyteller saved her life and saved the sultan's soul. A man who had sailed real oceans wrote this music. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, who knew what storms felt like, who had watched real waves tower over his ship. He understood that the best stories carry us across impossible seas to impossible places. And that sometimes a single silver thread of sound can change everything. So tonight, as you close your eyes, remember Scheherazade. Remember that courage isn't always about swords and battles. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is open your mouth and tell a story. Share what's in your imagination. Paint pictures with your words or your music that no one has ever seen before. You have a voice too, and someday your stories might change someone's heart, just like hers did. Good night, little one, and may your dreams be filled with 1001 adventures. Thank you.